This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Directed by the Crown Prince personally, and our own CIA says so. We can't let that go by. That's not all right.
All right, that's the voice of Jerry Conley. We're going to hear what the president had to say, too, because that piggybacked off of what President Trump said today about the Saudis. Jerry Conley, of course, is a congressman from Virginia, Democratic congressman. It is been the buzz around Washington anyway, and the buzz in your backyard is probably about getting ready for Thanksgiving and then some of the other things that we've seen lately popping in the news. So what did the president say? The president said that he just basically declared his support for Saudi Arabia and ignored the CIA's conclusion that the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the brutal killing of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi and asserted that the relations with them shouldn't at all fall off the tracks. And he really, really emphasized that when he was speaking about whether the prince knew about or ordered the killing by the Saudi agents last month in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. And of course, what they found out was, yes, that planes flew in and they were carrying some equipment to kill him with, including a way to shock him, all that sort of stuff. And you see the videotape, if you're listening to this, of the journalist going into the Saudi embassy in Istanbul, and he looks just like a normal day. And, of course, then he is tortured horrifically. And now what they're saying in these intelligence reports, the CIA conclusion is that, yeah, the Crown Prince knew. He ordered it, in fact. He ordered it. The president said, look, they've been a great ally. The United States intends to remain a steadfast partner. He said, I'm not going to destroy our economy by being foolish with Saudi Arabia. So my question to everybody listening, fair or foul, the way this is playing out? I'm going to throw out the number 855-266-5283. And like I said, we're going to hear the exact words of the president coming up here on the show, but 855-266-5283. Trump and Mohammed will probably see each other face to face at the Group of 20 meeting in Buenos Aires. Both are scheduled to attend that. The Turks say the Crown Prince has requested a meeting there with the Turkish president, who has accused him of ordering the killing of Khashoggi, who was a contributing columnist for the Washington Post. If you don't know the story and you're saying, what is this about? Is Jamal Khashoggi was an American of Saudi descent who was very critical of what was going on in Saudi Arabia. He wrote some amazing columns, actually, talking about what was really happening in Saudi Arabia. And this led to his death, obviously, by what we're seeing. He walks in, there's, just like I said, it's a normal day, he's going to get married, he walks in, and then doesn't walk back out. That's the bottom line. In fact, here's the president from earlier in the day that a lot of people have been talking about what he said. Here it is.
If you look at Iran, what they've done, they've been a bad actor. You look at what's happening in Syria with Assad, with hundreds of thousands of people killed. We are with Saudi Arabia. We're staying with Saudi Arabia. And by the way, just so everybody, I have no business whatsoever with Saudi Arabia. Couldn't care less.
All right, so he did clear that up because he doesn't want to be tagged with, well, you do business with Saudi Arabia. That's why you're saying that. And he's saying that he would fight any kind of congressional effort to curtail the Saudi-U.S. relationship at all because he knows that in Congress there are people that are going to want to go in a different direction, and he says, I'll consider whatever ideas are presented to me, but only if they're consistent with the absolute security and safety of the United States. And, of course, the big thing here is we know the Saudis have what? they have oil hanging over our heads. They have oil and they can directly affect the economy. And in other areas, they can affect the economy as well. So this is what part of the deal is here. And he said that U.S.-Saudi economic ties. And so what does that mean? It's a massive amount of money. I mean, the kingdom is spending and agreed to spend and invest $450 billion in the United States. So if it's $450 billion that they're going to dump in, then Khashoggi gets pushed aside, no matter what the CIA report reveals. And Saudi Arabia did acknowledge that he was killed in an operation at its Istanbul consulate. But on this is a definite direct of, we know he was hit, we know he was tortured, here's what our people are saying, but too bad, because economically, we need the cash, we need the relationship, we have the relationships and investments with the Saudis, we're not willing to go in a different direction. And, you know, if you look back at 9/11, this was one of the conversations during 9/11, oh my gosh, what are the Saudi ties? Because you had Saudi nationals who were directly responsible for some of the planes that flew into the buildings. And of course, they were radicalized and, you know, they were terrorists. So you could certainly say, well, yeah, they were terrorists. So that's the deal there. But in this case, now you're just flat out talking about the crown prince. How many people, in all honesty, in government would love to see the crown prince be assassinated, frankly, or just go away? You know, boom, he just, boom, he's gone. He just disappears. But he's not going away. He's got strength in numbers, and he has a lot of people surrounding him, that's for sure. So this is a lot of the conversation, a lot of the conversation. The other thing, of course, is that many of you are traveling. You might be listening to me thanks to TuneIn Radio, because if you don't hear me when I'm actually on the air live, you can always do the podcast thing. And at GCN, they load them up on TuneIn Radio. It's great. You click on it. I hear a lot of people have told me that's how they hear it, because they're sleeping or they're working or they have different schedules or whatever. And as you're listening to this and that story about the journalists unfolds and the push-pull over that, you have oil now at a 13-month low. You have the market tanking again. You have speculation as to whether or not we're going to fling into a recession by the end of 2019 or in 2020. I hope not. But all of the economists I've talked to are pointing in that direction. So, you know, what happens to 401ks when the market tanks? People who have retired, people who are counting on that money, that investment they made, well, then you got to wait, and you want the market to correct itself and go back in the opposite direction. Even though we knew there would be a market correction, it makes people super, super uncomfortable when they get those calls from their brokers and they're not getting quite as much. The other big story is Ivanka Trump and her emails. We're going to talk about that next, plus more from the president on Khashoggi and his reaction to people wanting the president to take a hard stand against the crown prince in Saudi Arabia. Kate Delaney here in a Thanksgiving week on America Tonight with all of you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extend-A-Bite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-A-Bite.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I appreciate the help that Mexico's giving us at the border. You see that people are not coming through. All of the fistfights and the fighting that you see are done on the Mexico side. They're not coming in here, but I appreciate what Mexico's doing. They can do more, but I appreciate what they're doing.
All right, so we're talking about the caravan now. It's Thanksgiving, and I'll tell you, I give thanks for the fact that I was raised, born, etc. in America, what I think is the greatest country on the face of the earth. And so I think we should defend America in many, many, many ways. I don't like the pushback of innocent people, but I also don't like the fact that, dang, we had laws, peeps. We had laws on the books that were never enforced. And how easy is that? Well, great, I'm in power and I don't feel like dealing with this. Nancy Pelosi's husband, they make millions and they have millions of workers illegally working for them, or at least they have in the past. So, you know, here's the thing. The people who were profiting are many of the people who had sway in Washington. Back in the Reagan years, they had laws that would have stopped the expansion of way too many crushing our borders with the numbers we don't even know, right? Because we really don't know. There's always this argument about how many people are coming in, what's happening. And so now you have the caravan and you have terrible photos, video of that, because there are some damn sad situations. I can't imagine being a mother and having my children in situations where they're forced at gunpoint to deal drugs, or they're getting attacked going to school, or they don't even have a school, or whatever the situation is. Any mother, any parent would want to make that circumstance better. But then, of course, the problem is all the horrific things that have happened along the way. And you can't argue that there's none of that. Meaning the drugs, the tunnels, the rape caravans, the horrible gangs that have come over and tore up parts of Arizona, parts of Southern California. And listen, that's a true thing. That's just straight up fact reporting. You can find those stories. They're all over the place. So nobody wants to see that happen. And then you've got this situation with the caravan. And you have so many people that are seeking asylum. And it's going to take a long time to process all of that. And you heard what the president said there. I mean, this isn't going away anytime soon. So there's not a magic wand to wave that says, okay, let's just process everyone and figure this out. So you have the caravan, and you have the bracing for even more people to crush some of the border entries. And, you know, what somebody said to me the other day, well, what's behind the whole caravan thing? What's the deal with the caravan? Why is that, you know, why is that happening in the first place? And why is it coming to the United States? And, you know, the answer is easy. It's Central America. And knowing that, okay, we're just going to crush this whole idea of the wall. We're just going to crush the borders and get in and get processed and get asylum if we can get asylum. What the president says is the caravan is evidence that we, you know, look, need to build a wall to protect the border. So immigration has changed in many, many big ways. You have immigrants who are fleeing horrible conditions, war conditions, gangs, all of that kind of stuff. And it didn't used to be that way. It wasn't an so it used to be an economic thing. Oh, I can make money, so I'm gonna get on someone's back and I'm gonna go across the river in Juarez and go to El Paso, then I'm gonna go back home. I'm gonna let the mule take me over. It's different now. So the caravan people are claiming asylum, and they say the U.S. is obliged to hear them out. But we have open borders, so we do have processes. But we're talking about the heavy toll that it also takes on not enough officers to process all of these requests, because that's what's happening, right? That's what's happening. So following the law and the protest, we're going to have people sitting in and around these sort of tent-like cities for a while. It's more judges, more processing, more whatever, and certainly many of the people won't be granted asylum, but then others will be granted asylum. So flip a coin as to really what direction this all ends up in. I don't think we're going to have these massive clashes, and we haven't really seen that, because it's just going to be a process. But it's crushing Tijuana. It is crushing some other areas too, including that Juarez, El Paso area that I was talking about in a different way, people coming forward. But the bulk of it is going through Tijuana. Ivanka's emails. So there's lots of questions about this. And you've got this report that Ivanka regularly used a private email account to do government business in 2017. The explanation was she didn't know that was wrong. So because if you go back and you look at Hillary Clinton using the email and all of the, all of the darts that were thrown at her over that, it doesn't bode well when you have Ivanka doing the same thing. In fact, some aides apparently were startled by the volume of personal emails. And when she was asked about it, she said she wasn't familiar with some of the details of the rules while transitioning into government until the White House provided her with the same guidance they had to others who started before her. Ivanka Trump sometimes used her private account, almost always for logistics and scheduling stuff with her family and all of that. So you go back to, like I said, the Hillary Clinton thing, where there were those attacks about her email and how come she, which I thought was ridiculous. If you know you're going to get in trouble and you have ethics people around you, and so I I stand by that with Hillary Clinton. I don't understand why they would have let, why that would have happened. Because I think they just completely said, well, we just do what we're doing. And I think that was stupid. Because they should have had the right people around them telling them, whatever, you can't do this. It's one thing if it was a one-time email, but you can't have confidential emails. You can't have that turned over on, you know, all this personal email. So apparently there's some problems with this, and people don't understand the situation with the emails. Ivanka using her personal account for emails about government business. And legal analysts are saying, of course, it's not good. She's saying she didn't know. Who are the transition people? Who were the ethics people? Who were the people that were supposed to run them through this, especially after so much of the campaign was about Hillary Clinton screwing up by using her personal email for government business? For government business. So is this one of those stories that it just goes away? Because of so much else that's happening, it just might be. Right? While there's bizarre explanations about that, and there's arguments legally about what happens and the email scrutiny and all of that sort of stuff, and Ivanka Trump, the similarities of that to Hillary Clinton's email excuses, it's ridiculous that when you think of screening and hiring people, that there's no way these people aren't informed. Why are they not informed of what's happening? You know, Hillary Clinton said, I didn't email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material. Ivanka's lawyer said there was never classified information transmitted. Ivanka's lawyer also said no emails were ever deleted, and the emails have been retained in the official account in conformity with the records preservation laws and rules. And I think that was the case in both of their cases. So even Clinton said the vast majority of her work emails went to government employees at their government addresses, which meant they were captured and preserved on the system at the State Department. So obviously here in these United States, we can't seem to get this thing straight. We can't seem to get the whole email, you're in government, you shouldn't use it. You know, I say bravo to President Bush, because Bush, too, was smart. He might as well have used chalkboards. He did not use the email. He didn't do it because he knew that he would probably get caught in this crazy vice that now has happened to Ivanka Trump. And, of course, the president defending this whole email thing and saying that, just you understand, early and for a little period of time, she did some emails in that transition period. All right, we're transitioning to your emails. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is too important to take action against the Saudi government and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
The CIA has looked at it. They've studied it a lot. They have nothing definitive. And the fact is, maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
He also spoke of his daughter Ivanka's use of private email during her White House job last year.
They weren't classified like Hillary Clinton. They weren't deleted like Hillary Clinton, who deleted 33. She wasn't hiring. She wasn't doing anything to hide her emails.
The likely incoming chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings, says he will resume an investigation looking into White House officials using private email for government purposes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Mail, mistress.
I do have mail. Thank you to all of you. You have found me, and I'll remind everyone about a couple of quick things here because you've asked. One, if you're still trying to figure out my email situation, all you have to do is go to katedelaneyradio.com. That's pretty easy. katedelaneyradio.com. That's what it is. You go there and then click on contact. We made it really simple, not a lot of glamorous stats and things all over the place and whatnot. Just go there, click on contact, and that's it. I'm going to start, and I have already put up a lot of stuff about the shows and other things that I'm doing on the Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. So if you don't want to kill that, and I'm just saying that tongue in cheek, the creator of Facebook, then you may be on Facebook because so many people are so upset by what's happened, frankly, with Facebook, that, and you even say it in your emails, that some people don't have anything to do with Facebook, but many people still do, and people that listen to this show who assume that everything is tapped into or wired or whatever. So if you go to Kate Delaney fan page, you can see a lot of the things that are going on. And then somebody else asked me, I had like three emails, how do I get a copy of your book? Go to Amazon.com. And there's links all over the place. Amazon.com. It's called Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase Your Odds. Win Big and Become Extraordinary. Just came out on November 9th. So on that note, let's go to the mailbag. And how about this? The romaine lettuce. You don't want to be doing the romaine thing because anyone in America has been advised to just throw it out. That's how bad it is. Right in time for Thanksgiving for people who like romaine lettuce. So I got this one from Alec, who says, Kate, don't do no romaine. It's not good for you. If you have a salad, stick to iceberg or some other variety? Yes. So the CDC said, just said to everyone, in the whole United States, usually they'll say, well, in this state, that state, whatever, but 32 people sick in 11 states, 13 hospitalized, one a kidney failure. That's terrible for romaine lettuce. And think about restaurants, and they're telling restaurants, don't serve it, don't sell it, anything. So just a reminder, do not go the romaine way. If you're listening to me right now and you are at your crib, at your house, wherever you are, where you eat, go to the refrigerator. If you have romaine, throw it out. I just wouldn't even risk it. Just throw it out. Because if that's scary. I would not want to be hospitalized for eating a salad of any sort, or going to the store, and they're always pushing romaine down our throats. In my grocery store, it's everywhere you look, that's romaine. I'm always looking for the spinach, and you get it, but there's so much romaine lettuce, and now I guess they'll throw it off the shelves, because why would they have it there? But if you've already picked it up, you don't want to get E. coli. You really don't. They say it's just so, it's a bad strain, it's hard to avoid, you got the warnings, don't even go there. I mean, do not even go there. How's that? All right, how about this one? For maximum, I like that. Hi, Ms. Delaney. I listen to the show when I can. I have a varied schedule as I just got out of college and I'm working, but I listen when I can live or I listen to it back. The Khashoggi stuff is horrible. I can't believe that the president would side with the Crown Prince, who the CIA says absolutely wanted him murdered, tortured, killed. It seems outrageous to me. I understand the seriousness of smashing the ties with the Saudis, but boy, there's got to be another way to handle this, because if the Crown Prince knew about the murder, wanted the murder, that is just absolutely outrageous that he didn't stop the tragic event from happening. He has said it. He said he's not, you know, he said he's not going to go against Saudi Arabia. And he said, I don't have any business there. It's not anything to do with me. It would destroy the economy, the relationship. He's saying that. How does this affect future elections? What is it? What ultimately happens with that relationship? Be interesting to watch all of this, you know, play out. And here's this one from Ann. Kate Delaney, I think you are a voice of reason in a very crowded boys club when I listen to radio. And I want you to hang in because you will get your day. So here's what I've been seeing lately. All the gun violence is just awful. There has to be some way to do something, for God's sake. The gunman who killed a doctor and a pharmacist and a cop at Mercy Hospital in Chicago, listening to that story was just gut-wrenching to me, especially when you hear the personal stories of the people. So bloody unfair, and I feel for the police chief and everybody else in that city, because what can they do to stop this from happening? You know, it was really sad. There was a young pharmacist, she killed herself to become a pharmacist, you know, seriously, like with all the schooling, all that kind of stuff. And Dana Less, her name was, 25 years old. She was engaged to be married. She's on the elevator. The elevator opens up and he just starts shooting and she was there. So she just happened to have that happen. The physician also worked hard to get where she was. Tamara O'Neill, 38 years old. Well, this was a domestic situation because she was an ex-wife. Again, terrible. And he had problems from the past. The gunman was kicked out of the city's fire training program about 4 years ago. He bullied fellow cadets. You know, that's a story about him. So Juan Lopez had bullied multiple cadets, including women, during the 2 months at the academy in 2014. And there was other issues that he was going to be disciplined for, and they're finding out more about his background. He was married and had a child with his ex-wife, and his former wife said he was dangerous before the marriage dissolved. He slept with a pistol under his pillow and pulled out the weapon on a bunch of different occasions. Had fits of anger with neighbors and a realtor and all this other sort of stuff. And then you have this O'Neill, who was not the wife, but was engaged to him, not currently. So this Lopez was angry, demanded she return the engagement ring, all this kind of stuff. And then he opens fire outside the hospital, and that's what happens. Gosh, exiting an elevator, wow. And if more people were around, who knows what would have happened. And luckily the officers nailed him and got him as soon as they could. But then it brings up that whole question again of safety at hospitals, safety at churches, safety at schools, safety. You know, and you had police officers. How can you possibly get everything right away? That's how they got him as quick as they could. The ironic thing is that Mercy's chief medical officer said the hospital just had held its first active shooter drill weeks before the Monday shooting. And they do say that luckily that happened because they think it prevented worse carnage, frankly, there. And they had classroom instruction, they had follow-ups on the internet, and all of that. So, you know, run, hide, fight instruction is what they've got. But just, gosh, you feel for those families, and here it is, Thanksgiving. I saw the young pharmacist's father was saying, I was going to give my daughter away, and now I'm doing her eulogy. And I thought, boy, right there is the statement. Welcome to what's happening in America. Terrible. Let's go to another one. This one is from Hal. He says, Kate, I don't know if you remember me. I met you one time. I do listen to the show all the time. And I'm wondering, do you shop on Black Friday? And what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Are you cooking a bird, and how are you cooking it? Wow, lots of Thanksgiving questions. So do I shop on Black Friday? I haven't. Traditionally, I haven't been a big Black Friday shopper because I do this for a living, and I've got a crazy life where I'm pulled in a bunch of directions in a good way. I mean, I'm not complaining. I like it, but I don't, that's not my thing. If I have time to shop, okay, fine. But of course, usually there's easier ways to do it online, all that kind of stuff. So most likely you wouldn't catch me in a store on Black Friday. It's been a very long time since I've done that. And turkeys, I like to cook turkeys. I like to cook, but I'm not cooking this Thanksgiving. My friend is cooking and having a bunch of people over, so I am a guest this Thanksgiving, and I don't have to do any cooking. Nothing. So it is unusual. Although this friend that my husband and I are going over to the house, the other you all know him as, we've cooked for them before. So now they're cooking for us, I guess is the way to put that. A guest at Thanksgiving. I love it. I mean, help with the dishes, right? Clear the dishes. But don't have to do the work of dressing the bird and everything else that entails. How about that? Coming up next, the day after Thanksgiving, $9 million, winner take all, Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. Would you pay $19.99 to watch that? Part of Invade the Man Cave, both golfers react next.
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
After the Ryder Cup, I shut it down for about 3-4 weeks and started to, you know, basically work on my body and trying to get it stronger again. Gotten it to that point, started back practicing, started back playing, started to grind and started getting into golf again. And really looking forward to, I was really looking forward to the break, but I'm really looking forward back playing again. I miss competing and be able to go against Phil like this. I guess my juice is flowing for sure.
He would come along and always break every little record. So I might have had some junior records throughout Southern California. He'd come along and break those. I'd go to college. I'd have a nice record there. He'd come along and win those. I'd win a USAM or he wins 3. Shadow Creek, I shot the course record in 92 or 3, shot 61. He comes along a few years later, breaks it at 60. I mean, it seems to be a theme, but Friday, you got to do it simultaneously. Now you can't come along later. It's my chance after losing so many majors to you and so many tournaments to get a little something back.
That is Phil Mickelson, and before that, Tiger Woods. They are playing for $9 million, winner take all. It's an amazing course in Las Vegas. It's on pay-per-view. If it weren't on pay-per-view, I think a lot of people may watch it in and out because they've got family over, they've got football, or they're playing games, or they're doing something else, hanging out with grandchildren, hanging out with children, cooking, picking things up, having conversation, whatever it might be. But here they are at Shadow Creek Golf Course in Vegas. and $9 million exhibition, but you got to shell out $20 basically, pay-per-view, to watch it. And most of the top pay-per-view events, there's no question, what have they been, people? Really? UFC, wrestling, WWE, and boxing. So to have a pay-per-view golf is very unusual. If you look at Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, they fought in 2015. Can't believe it's been that long ago. But they fought in 2015. The cost for that was $8.99 or $99.99. Was it $89.99 or $99.99 for HD? And it was the biggest pay-per-view event in history. 4.6 million buys. So that was a big one. And they paid a lot of money, right? So they paid more money. It's an opportunity, but what will that number be of people who want to pay $20? And, you know, in August you had about 800,000 people pay $10 to watch YouTube stars, two of them, box on YouTube. And I don't know. This is so such an untraditional thing. It seems unimaginable to me that they're going to get a lot of traction here, unless somebody who has a vested interest in this says, I'm just going to dump a whole bunch of money into this so it looks better. But in all seriousness, I can't imagine that. I don't see it. As we are in the man cave, we'd be talking about this. What do you think? Everybody's asking, what do you think of this match? Would you even pay attention? And, you know, there's a lot of trash talking that's going to go on. They're mic'd. I think there'd be some clever aspects to watching this and seeing what they do. But the time of it, too. If they had done this when golf was more at its height, when Tiger Woods was the big sensation and Phil Mickelson was always trying to challenge and couldn't win a major, I don't know, there might be more interest. But I could be wrong. Somebody could prove me wrong. And they're going to have side hole bets, I guess. And they're talking about a $100,000 bet, too. So $100,000, and they're putting that out there. Must be nice. That's when you have so much money that just to say, yeah, $100,000, perfect. We'll have our separate skins thing, and nobody blinks. Nobody blinks! But will they watch? I know you'll be watching college football, for anybody who's a football fan. And this week, the college football playoff rankings released by the committee have the unbeatens, Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame, staying where they were. Michigan also held down the fourth spot. The final spot in the field, as it has been moving up, Georgia maintained five. They have control of their playoff fate because Georgia Tech and Alabama is next on their schedule. So if they were to beat Alabama and Georgia Tech, boy, they would bounce in for sure. And there's some others that have a chance to move around. One of the conversations that some would be having is Central Florida. The Knights beat Cincinnati, and it was their 23rd win. They passed Ohio State, even though the Buckeyes beat Maryland. Of course, it wasn't that kind of it was expected, and it was really what they did in the second half. So they leaped over West Virginia, and they now are 10. How about that? So they jumped up. That's the biggest change in the playoff rankings. Central Florida jumping Ohio State. Not what very many would have predicted. So they're 9. Ohio State is 10. Wow. Guess it's going to be a big bowl game for them if they can hang on the rest of the way. What else is shaken down that would be conversation in the man cave? Well, conversation in the man cave, frankly, would be, what are you asking for Christmas? How big is the TV you're asking for? How big is the sports package you're asking for? Are you getting red zone television? Are you doing something that you're tweaking in your computer? What are the man gifts for the holidays? Tools? Is there, you know, the ultimate? I was looking at something today. What is the ultimate bro basket? So what you would give a guy. And what's a bro basket? You give him a large tub. You give him a bottle opener. You give him a pint glass. You give him popcorn. You give him a bunch of koozies. And then you've got craft beer inside. That's one of the ultimate man gifts. I mean, well, of course, food. It's like when my nephew was into beef jerky, what would I get him? Like the best beef jerky that I could find. I mean, just tons of beef jerky. And I'd send it to him, and he loved it. And he'd try all the different kinds of beef jerky. But hot sauces, so there's a good make your own hot sauce kit. That would be kind of fun. Can you imagine? Crush those peppers, put some of the funny ingredients in it. And, of course, you'd have gloves. You'd have bottles and labels. And you'd have to get the ingredients and mix them all together. And, I don't know, it's interesting. I saw that for guys, they were suggesting make your own mustard kit, make your own hot sauce kit. Customizable socks. How about socks that stay together so when you wash them, you can find the other sock. You're not coming up where you don't have a sock. How about that? The other thing is wallets. Yeah, I mean, but wallets are always there. Right? I like this. They have a beer caddy. We have a bottle opener, and you just have the beer in the beer caddy. So instead of the, you know, have those cheap cardboard things that you carry the beer in, and inevitably somebody will always drop a beer, right? So now you have this caddy, and you just put them in that, and then there's no chance of dropping the beer all over the place. I think guy gifts are easy gifts. I think there's a lot of easy guy gifts. So this would be a discussion in the man cave. What do you want for, what are you getting for the holidays? What are you asking for? Hopped up coffee? A smokeless portable fire pit and grill? And that'll bust your budget. I don't know. That could be, who knows, $200. I saw a really cool thing, a shiitake mushroom log kit. No joke. Shiitake mushrooms. So, I guess they grow them, and on these organic mushroom growing logs, I think that would be kind of wild, actually. Here's my mushroom log. Insert joke. All right, we're out of the man cave. I'm going to close the door. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version, this hour, of America Tonight. Remember, you can always hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.